Chair, a bitterly disappointing afternoon. You just found it so hard to break down that Kerry defence, and they were well organised, they were intense, they were relentless.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Look, we knew we were going to get Kerry's best, and we definitely got it. They were well set up at the back and just made scoring chances really, really hard to come by. And you know, we just struggled. Like, we scored 5 times over the 64 minutes, which is by a mile, or 5 times, sorry, over the 64 minutes, which is by far our lowest of the year. And look, credit to Kerry for that. They had 15 men back behind the ball and then broke at pace. So maybe unconventional for a Kerry team, but it certainly worked from the day, and fair play to them, and just wish them all the best now going forward. Look, performance wise we know on the ball probably was our poorest, but like, these lads emptied the tanks for us. Like, they chased and they fought for everything, you know what I mean? And even at the end they were fighting, and we're still trying to get that equaliser at the end, you know. So like, they never quit, they never died, and it's gutting, it's heart-wrenching. Like, minors are so final, like, that's it. Like, those boys move on. Like, for us as a management team, like, it's, you know, that's them away from us. So it's disappointing, and it'll be a while to get over it. But look, these are young lads, they've been an absolute pleasure to work with all year. Like, these boys literally have done anything they've been asked. And you know, like, we still have to remember, we won an Ulster League and we won an Ulster Championship. So you know, it'll take a while, you know what I mean, but these lads can look back on a great year when they represented True Miners.
And their defeat in the Munster final probably was the best thing that ever happened to them, because they had to have a good look at themselves. They had to reset and do things differently.
But it is, you know, I mean, we knew that. Like, you know, when you get beat like that, but you still have a chance to get in, you know, you're still in the competition, you know what I mean? There's only, you know, you talk about losing or winning or learning. Like, well, they've learned a whole pile from that sort of defeat, and we knew they would. And you know, I mean, they played men back. We expected them to play that, but just some of the men they got back to were good players too. Like, number 6 and 15 came in, and number 9 was a decent player. But look, at the end of the day, for as good as Kerry did, and at this point we were, like, we were still in that game, and we were still fighting for an equaliser. So like, these lads never quit.
Still had a chance right at the
death. Yeah, we were running through, and you know, look, that's what I cannot fault these lads. Their attitude, their effort, their application. Just today, our skills maybe on the ball was our poorest all year. You know, we got 5 scores, but look, it's absolutely gutting. It's heart wrenching. It's gut wrenching. The lads are gutted there, but look, they'll learn. They'll go back to their clubs now and give their all for them. So look, it's see them now develop into future under-20s and seniors, hopefully.
What about the vagaries of the championship structure? Gerard, you know, there's teams beat, get another chance, Derry are still going, Kerry are still going. They get to learn from their mistakes, but we don't.
I know, but look, it's you know, it's easy to say that now. Like, we knew, it was the same people said about what they think of the penalty shootouts against Donegal. Like, we knew what the story was, you know what I mean? We knew when we won Ulster, we were playing a runner-up. You know, maybe you're looking and saying, well, we didn't get much advantage with the distance we had to come today. You know, maybe we got no advantage as winners. But look, we knew the structure. You know, sure, it was the same against Donegal. Donegal had lost the match and still got into the semi-final, and we had to try and battle that. So, no, the structure's fine. We knew it all year. But I do understand what you're saying. You know, it is like, teams lose and you learn more when you lose. You know, I mean, you do learn more when you lose. So, look, probably, yeah, but we knew it was coming. We knew if you win Ulster, you play a runner-up. And the same with all the provincial winners.
Keelan's early goal sadly wasn't a springboard you probably hoped it would be.
Yeah, look, you know, I thought that might have made them have to come out a bit more. And we missed a couple of simple frees as well. Like, we were 3 up, we were 1-1 to a point up, and we missed a free then to go 4 up. You know, maybe if you got that wee bit of that wee bit of 4 up or whatever, you know, we had said, you know, with Kerry, with the defeat, like, yes, they're going to come out of guns blazing, but you know, there still had to be a few mental scars there. If we had to get maybe 4, maybe 5 up or whatever, so I mean, you might have seen
a difference.
Yes, you might have asked questions.